Imagine a young woman chained in a basement for 5 years, trained to kill with the precision of a surgeon and the ruthlessness of a predator.
This is Seraphine Capello, a lethal contradiction with an angel's face and a killer's instincts.
When professional hitman Leroy discovers her during his mission to eliminate the Capello family, he makes the fateful decision to rescue her. Little does he know that saving this damaged angel will change both their lives irrevocably.
Their first interaction sets the tone for their relationship. Dangerous, electric, and impossible to walk away from. When Seraphine brutally kills 6 men who violated her, Leroy doesn't turn her in. Instead, he forces her to bury a body, teaching her that actions have consequences.
This pattern of violence, consequence, and connection becomes the rhythm of their relationship, each drawn to the darkness in the other, even as they struggle to contain it.
After Seraphine stabs a therapist with a letter opener, she proposes an unconventional arrangement. Leroy will train her to control her violent impulses, using pleasure as reward and pain as punishment. "I need someone who understands the darkness," she tells him, "someone who won't be afraid of it, or me." Though Leroy sets boundaries, no kissing, no gratification for himself, their power dynamic shifts into something more complex than captor and captive. What makes this arrangement fascinating is how it subverts traditional power dynamics. Though Leroy appears to hold all the power, Seraphine manipulates the situation to gain his attention, his touch, his understanding. Their first training session reveals this complexity perfectly. When Seraphine disobeys him, his punishment becomes her pleasure. Recognizing her manipulation, he leaves her bound and frustrated. "Beneath that delicate exterior is a woman capable of violence," he reminds himself. "She must be tamed."
As their relationship deepens, Seraphine reveals her traumatic past, how her father discovered she wasn't his biological daughter, how she witnessed him and his bodyguards assaulting her mother, how she was betrayed and imprisoned. Rather than seeing her as a problem or vengeance, together they hunt down the men who harmed her mother, in scenes both disturbing and cathartic. Each kill represents Seraphine's power, transforming from victim to avenger. After watching her torture one of these men, Leroy can no longer resist his attraction. They have passionate sex against a warehouse wall while a corpse cools nearby, a jarring juxtaposition that reveals the core of their connection. They understand each other's darkness in ways no one else could. "Now that I've had you, I can't ever let you go," Leroy tells her afterward, and Seraphine feels a sense of belonging she's never experienced before. Yet shadows from their pasts threaten to tear them apart when Seraphine discovers that Leroy's mentor was also her abuser.
When Seraphine learns that Leroy's father figure, Anton, was the same handler who abused her, she stabs him and flees, assuming their entire relationship was a lie. This separation forces both to confront painful truths. Seraphine must face the reality that her mother and brother were alive while she suffered. Leroy must acknowledge his indirect complicity in her abuse. Their reunion comes when Seraphine is captured by her twin brother Samson, whom she mutilated years ago and Leroy hailed to kill. Despite his wounds, Leroy storms the mansion to save her. When he finds his protege Miko threatening Seraphine with a scalpel, he makes an impossible choice, shooting the boy he once saved to protect the woman he loves. This sacrifice convinces Seraphine of his loyalty. When she holds a blade to his throat, he makes a startling confession, "Because I love you." He argues that her failure to kill him proves she loves him too. As he leans into the blade, letting it cut him, Seraphine realizes she can't bear to lose him. The scalpel falls as she chooses love over vengeance.
What elevates this story beyond typical dark romance is its nuanced exploration of trauma recovery. Seraphine's violent tendencies aren't portrayed as inherent, but as learned responses to extreme abuse. Her banking of anger, suppressing it until it explodes later, reflects common patterns in trauma survivors. Leroy's methods of helping her gain control address her core issues: loss of agency, inability to regulate emotions, and lack of healthy coping mechanisms. Their BDSM dynamic serves a psychological purpose beyond titillation. For Seraphine, who has only known non-consensual pain, experiencing these sensations in a controlled environment helps her reclaim her body autonomy. Through carefully negotiated scenes, she learns to trust her own boundaries, skills she was previously denied. Leroy's refusal to take his own pleasure until Seraphine completes her revenge quest demonstrates his understanding that true consent can't exist while he holds all the power. Their relationship illustrates how safe attachment can help rewrite traumatic patterns, even while acknowledging that healing is neither linear nor simple.
What makes their connection transformative is their mutual acceptance of each other's darkest truths. When Seraphine reveals her most violent acts, biting off her brother's penis during forced oral sex, methodically hunting men who reminded her of abusers, Leroy doesn't recoil. He validates her rage. Predators deserve death. Your violence was justice. Similarly, when Leroy confesses to killing his abusive stepfather at age 9, Seraphine doesn't judge him as a monster. She sees the desperate child protecting himself and his mother. This mutual recognition creates a space where both can exist without shame or pretense. They don't need to hide their darkness because the other has seen their worst and accepted it completely. Their love isn't about redemption through change, but through radical acceptance. Through intimate moments, Leroy holding Seraphine through nightmares, Seraphine tracing his childhood scars, they create a definition of love based on complete understanding rather than conventional romance. Being with her feels like coming home, Leroy reflects. Not to a place, but to a person who knows every shadow in my soul and chooses to stay.
The epilogue reveals how Seraphine and Leroy transform their personal vengeance into something greater. Together with Gabriel and carefully selected operatives, they establish a vigilante rescue operation that spans multiple countries. Their methods remain brutal, but now serve a larger purpose, dismantling trafficking networks, freeing victims, ensuring traffickers face consequences. Seraphine finds meaning in this evolution of her mission. Each rescue allows her to reclaim another piece of her own trauma by preventing others from suffering similar fates. Their bond, forged in darkness, now creates light for others. Though they remain killers, their hands forever stained with blood, they've found redemption in using their deadly skills to protect the innocent. This ending suggests that while complete healing may be impossible for those who've walked in darkness, purpose can be found in ensuring that darkness doesn't touch others. Their story demonstrates that sometimes the most profound healing comes not from erasing our darkness, but from finding someone who accepts it, and us, completely, then channeling that darkness toward protection rather than destruction.